they put in the same year, but in about 2 or 3 months later, and it's under the same management. The shop I used to work at, the shop in Bessemer, and it's on, was on Second Avenue between 20th and 21st Street. You ever been to Bessemer?
Yes, sir.
Well, 19th Street back then was the main street to Bessemer, and it was between 20th and 21st. They had this wholesale and retail hardware and automobile department. Yeah. Now it's a big out there, Long Lewis.
Yes, sir. So you say you've been driving how long? Then?
Since 14.
That's a long time, a lot of years. Guess you put a lot of miles on the car.
Ooh, I have put miles on automobile. Trucks and too. I used to haul a lot of stuff. Had my garage here, you know, during the Depression. Had my truck rigged up, I could haul fertilizer on. I just, any way to make a dollar, honest. And keep my debts paid. That's what I always work to do.
You said you haul fertilizer. Some people are driving logs. They say hauling logs too.
No, I never hauling logs. You know, I always repaired the trucks and things, but they called me and said, got a little fertilizer out from Montgomery, Pensacola, and I'd go pick up my ticket and go get it and deliver it. $2 a ton. Haul it out, and then maybe have to, it wasn't in there for 200 pound bags in. Sometimes you'd have to take it for a couple hundred feet and put it in a little bitty barn, and there wasn't nobody hit you at all. You just had to
do it all yourself.
Pack it all, put my nephew hitting it. He's a little fella then, but he's good, as strong as he could be. And he could set it up on the side of the truck, drive around and set it up on the side, and I'd stick it on the back and drop it in. And when he get it where I couldn't get more in there, he'd come hit me, drag it back and stack it. The little log barn or something, you know. That was back in the 30s when a lot of people were going hungry.
I guess you really just lucky then, do I?
To
have anything to do
with it. Yeah, that's right. You're struggling to get something. I pulled around in, and I built a house in 33 and 34. It took me over a year to build it, but I scurried around, and when I got it built, I had it paid for.
Oh.
That's right. I just, when I get a few dollars ahead, I go buy me something to go on it.
Yeah, I guess it's the best to get things paid off as quick as possible. I don't like to have debts.
Me either. I never have the right to have a debt. I know I borrowed $100 on my car. Had a Master Buick Roadster. Nice car. And I threw around there and got a hold of another one. Fella had a nice Buick and it burned. It didn't burn the front off of it. Burned it back, and he pulled it to his house and was cleaning it up. And he wouldn't give the insurance company nothing for it back. They paid him for it, you know. And they wanted $40 for it. And old boy come to me and told me, says, the car, I knew the car, and said, you can get it for $40. So I went on the town, went to the insurance people and got it. They had given $40 and went out and got it and brought it home. Well, I had to be in Montgomery with it one day, and I was driving around with just an old automobile seat tied on it, you know. I'd go to Montgomery and get a load of stuff on it and anything. Somebody told me, said, they got a body just exactly like the one that come off that car up there in the garage, and said, it's just sitting up on some drums. And I drove in there and I said, what do you want for a body? They said, they want to sell it. And I said, $50. I said, I'll give you $25. It had the cushions, the doors, and everything. It hit a train and just knocked the whole front end off of it. And I pulled around and bought that dog on body. Well, then I put the body on their chest and they'd be nice, pulled off the dam, dirty mother. And I borrowed $100 from Fed Mill at Georgia. You could, back then, you, in 33, you couldn't borrow no money no way. And Iowa Bank had gone down, busted you in Jan. The president said, why don't you put a top on that house? I said, as soon as they accumulate enough money, I'm going to buy it. He said, how much did it take? I said, it's going to take $85 worth of 10.